USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests continue outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, as security forces fired tear gas at them today after the pro-Iranian demonstrators spent the night outside the compound's gates. It comes a day after the scene of chaos unfolded at the embassy as thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in outrage over weekend U.S. airstrikes, which left over two dozen Iranian-backed militia fighters dead. President Trump making this pledge as he began and a New Year's celebration at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night.
As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there.
700,000 people expected to be watching in person as the Rose Parade kicks off in about an hour in Pasadena. And this is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Pope delivering his first Mass of the year at the Vatican. Pope Francis denouncing violence against women in his first message of the year. His address also calling for an end to the exploitation of the female body and defending women's rights to migrate in search of a better future for their children. The Pope also condemned those who put economic growth ahead of the well-being of others. British researchers at the University of Sussex say they recommend starting the new year with a dry January when you abstain from alcohol for the month. They say their research shows it helps people regain control of their drinking after the holidays. They studied over 800 people who did it last year and found going a month without booze helped them to have more energy, lose weight, improve their skin, quit smoking, and also sleep better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he has no problem taking part in an impeachment trial involving President Trump. It's what Giuliani told reporters at a New Year's Eve party at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida last evening, the former New York City mayor saying he would, quote, testify and do demonstrations. Quid pro quo is at the top of the 45th annual list of banished words released by Lake Superior State University. The university says the phrase had the most nominations. It spiked in November during the impeachment investigation of President Trump. Also on the list of banished words, artisanal, curated, totes, and the phrase, okay, boomer. And it looks like someone hacked Grammy-winning artist Mariah Carey's Twitter account, and on New Year's Eve at that, the alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of offensive, racist, and lewd tweets, most of which have all been since deleted. Some posts also referenced the hacking group Chuckling Squad. That's the same collective that hacked Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's account last summer. Well, you can feel safe when you visit our webpage. Yes, we're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.